Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish.
His name is Side Steelbottom.
He joins us on the line. Welcome, mate.
Steve, boy, thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you, young fella. Tell me as succinctly as you can about this season to date. There have been moments where it looks like it's clicked and come together, and yet there have been far too many where it hasn't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, at times it's obviously frustrating as well, because we're suffering, you know, at times that we can match it with the best, but then, you know, other times our effort wavers and so do the results. So it's sort of a similar position of last year. I think we're in obviously a better position than last year, but still the inconsistencies there, and it's something that we need to work on.
How aware are you, and is it a distraction when it constantly now reverts back to the future of your coach?
I suppose it depends how much you read into the media and stuff. It's always around and usually little bits of it, but internally we don't look into it at all, to be honest. We obviously review every game on the Monday and then probably put it behind us, so we don't look too much into the past, to be honest.
Hey, still, good morning to you. It's Tim here. I haven't dropped off the Pies yet. A lot of other people in this room have, but I'm still going hard and strong with you. I reckon you can still make the finals. But to do that, you've still got to improve that connection between the mids and your forwards. Do you think you're getting better in that area?
I think we are. I think we made moves on the weekend. It's definitely something that we've worked on and had to work on, because, you know, we've had plenty of inside 50s. We just haven't been able to convert them into scores. So, you know, Sando, the forwards, Burns in the mids have been doing, you know, plenty of work. And I think we did see a few changes on the weekend. So hopefully they can just keep improving.
What was the mood still following the very tight loss to the Giants on the weekend?
Yes, it was obviously very disappointing. You know, we played some really good footy. We got off to a great start, and probably, you know, to GWS's credit as well, they come back in that second and third quarter, and we probably dropped off a little bit as well. And then to lose in the last 30 seconds was obviously disappointing, but I still think there was a lot of positives to take out of it. But yeah, clearly to get the loss was, yeah, it was pretty disappointing.
Bucks has been unbelievable in the fifth quarter when the press ask him all sorts of questions following losses, and he's equally as brilliant in the wins. But how is he with you as a group? What did he make of a brave defeat?
Well, like us, Bucks was disappointed, because it was a game that we think we should have won and we didn't. So, you know, obviously a lot of pressure has been on Bucks, but, you know, the way he carries himself around the club and everywhere, you wouldn't tell. You know, he's awesome at his job, and he's a very caring bloke for all his players. So, yeah, you definitely don't know that, you know, the pressure that Bucks is under, because he doesn't show it at all.
And, Steele, you would have been disappointed to hear that the Hawks have got three major outs this week in the lead-up to the game?
Yeah, very disappointed to hear that, Tim. But, you know, I think this year, definitely in the competition, you can't take any team lightly, and we'll definitely not do that against the Hawks this week. We'll have our you know, pre-match meeting, get, you know, the Hawks opposition this morning. We'll go through them thoroughly and try and get the win this week.
Hey, Callum Brown, Gavin's son, back, played some really good footy in the VFL, 31 possessions, 10 clearances. What do you think of him, and is he a chance?
Well, yeah, he's definitely a chance. He was obviously struck with Colangelo early in the pre-season, so it sort of set him back a little bit. Just the time for the pre-season, but, you know, since Cal's started back playing, you know, he's been first class. His attack on the ball is, you know, probably much like his dad's. He just goes flat out, you know, has no respect for his body, those kinds of things. So, yeah, Cal's, I'm sure his opportunity is right far away, and he just needs to keep playing consistent footy, and, yeah, he'll be playing before you know it, I'm sure.
Do this another way. Just tell us who's going to come in this week.
I think the teams will come out tonight.
Oh, I know they will.
30, so you'll have to wait and see. No, I don't know either yet.
Hey, thanks for your time. Good luck. And as Tim's still got you in the eight. Let's hope you can get there. Thanks, Steele.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
On you, Steele.
Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish. Weekdays from 6 on 1116 SEN.